Parts of the Great Plains and Midwest are flooding again today after severe storms dumped several inches of rain in Missouri and Kansas in the last 24 hours. Parts of Oklahoma are under as much as 5 feet of water. Officials there say at least one person drowned after driving around a barricade. And there are stunning videos of water rescues, stranded drivers plucked out of cars, and residents being pulled from their homes. Here's sound from KFOR's TV news chopper in Oklahoma City as bystanders rescue a woman who is clinging to a tree in rushing floodwater.
We don't know how this lady ended up in the water. She looked like she had car keys in her mouth, but the first time she went underwater, she lost those, of course. And so thankfully to these three bystanders, we think, they just saved her life.
But rain is not the only problem. At least 32 tornadoes were reported in Kansas and Missouri yesterday, and two deaths in Missouri were blamed on the weather. Let's bring in Stephanie Abrams. She's a meteorologist for the Weather Channel. Stephanie, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Those water rescues from Oklahoma are just shocking. How bad has it been there, and is the risk over for people?
The risk is definitely not over. And the problem is they've just been getting soaked. Now, even if you go back to winter, remember up in Iowa, we had all that snowmelt, you know, and all the rain. It's just been never ending if you go back to winter. And if you look just back over the last couple of days, I mean, in a 24-hour period, I remember in southeastern Kansas the other day, we had 7+ inches of rain.
Wow.
In just a 24-hour period. So you're talking, you know, twice the monthly rainfall in some spots.
It's also tornado season. Dozens of tornadoes reported across the region this week. Is that normal for this time of year?
It is. You know, May is usually the most prolific when it comes to tornadoes. If you look at the average, I mean, the 3-year average is 296 tornadoes in May, which is the highest of all the months. So we're also setting up a pattern. Listen, it's going to get really hot in the southeast, big high pressure in the southeast. That's directing moisture into the plains, the Midwest. And so unfortunately, they're going to see a repeat of the heavy rain and the severe weather.
We have been reporting on the heavy rain throughout the Midwest throughout the last several weeks. The Mississippi and Missouri rivers are very full. What is the risk there for future flooding?
Well, the problem here also is for farming, right? So we have spoken to farmers who are saying some people might not even be able to get their seeds in the ground. It's just so wet. They've had no time to dry out. So for farming, which affects all of us in the agriculture, that's a problem. And then again, just more flooding. I mean, as we head through today, even through the end of this week, we're going to see more rounds of rain coming in, and you're going to see rivers rise and a lot of people going on vacation for the holiday. And my biggest concern is people that, A, are just not familiar with the area, and B, try to drive through those floodwaters.
Why is it so wet?
You know, it's just been the pattern. We've been in a super active pattern, and you need something to break that down. And we really have just not gotten a break. There's no real meteorological reason that I can explain exactly why a pattern develops and, you know, what it takes to break one down. But we've just been in it because it's a whole global thing, right? Depends on what's happening on the other side of the world as well. That also affects our pattern here.
Well, and I know whenever someone hears a story like this, they're wondering, is this related to climate change?
I know. That's what a lot of people want to say. I mean, and you can't just say one event is, you know, related to climate change. But the more and more big flood events that we get are going to point towards climate change, because climate means more extremes with everything, right? Drier dry, wetter wet.
The holiday weekend is upon us. A lot of people will want to know what's in store for them. Not great news, it sounds like. It's going to be hot in the southeast and more rain and thunderstorms.
Exactly. So Midwest and Plains, again, this huge high pressure over the southeast, it is going to bake. I mean, we're talking a heat wave for days, and it's not going to break down until the end of May. And so it's going to stay very hot and dry in the southeast, and then it's just going to be everything riding around the plains in the Midwest, riding around that ridge. So unfortunately, like Chicago, those areas, I mean, it's going to be cool and damp for the weekend, unfortunately.
We're seeing that heat records back from the late 1800s and early 1900s could fall over the weekend. So yes, lots of extreme weather going on. That's Stephanie Abrams, meteorologist for the Weather Channel. Thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.